Hasta la vista, movies.
It's B Movies, thanks to Metze Bar, your source for all things NZIFF, thanks to the best place to go before or after.
Now, good morning to you, Latia. I've got a NZIFF Film Festival program in front of me, and I just had it open to the, exactly the right page, put it down, and now I've lost my page.
Oh, no.
Okay. What are we talking about this morning for B Movies?
So this morning, yes, an NZIFF one called Tatami, which is a, it's a sports thriller, I guess is the best way to describe it. It's a really interesting film, but one I have a lot of complicated feelings about the more I've thought about it and read about it.
Okay, so it's one of those ones. It's one of those films you walk away from and you're like, oh my God, what do I think about this? It's still kind of taking a moment or days, in fact, to process it.
Yeah, well, it's, okay, the first thing, so it's about an Iranian judoka, so a judo athlete who is competing at the Judo World Championships. And as someone who used to compete in martial arts competitively, immediately when I saw this film on the schedule, I was like, this looks really interesting, like woman martial artists, athletes, and she's at the World Championships, and then she's doing really well, but it becomes apparent that should she come up against the Israeli athlete at some point, she will have to withdraw, because I didn't know this going in, but that Iran has essentially a boycott on their athletes competing against Israeli athletes.
Oh, wow.
This whole political context obviously behind it. And I think this film is very prescient in many ways, particularly with the Olympics coming up and the calls for boycott, you know, an Olympic boycott against Israel. So there's a lot of, there's this whole political dimension, which I didn't know going in, but I was sort of like, oh, okay, I'm learning as I go. It's beautifully shot. It's like the cropped aspect Academy ratio. It's high contrast, black and white. It's wonderfully acted. If audiences are familiar with the actress from Holy Spider, which was another film at the film festival last year, you know, incredibly well done. But the politics of it, I think, get a little bit dicey, and as someone who's not, you know, from that region, and I don't think, you know, the best person to speak on it, I'm not going to, you know, I don't have a qualified opinion, but I do think that, like, the reasons for why, you know, the political reasons for boycotting Israel and why that exists, and then what that political dimension, I don't think is overly comprehensively explained or like critically interrogated. It sort of becomes, it comes down to, you know, she wants to win this gold medal at all costs. She will defy the order of the Iranian regime to do so. And then when I've been reading more about the film and some critics about it, particularly Iranian critics and those from the Middle East, you know, saying it's not interrogating the role of Israel that they had in this production and this film. Yeah, I'm kind of left with, feeling a little bit indifferent about it, as much as it's a beautifully made film and wonderfully acted, and I think a really good watch, particularly if you like these types of films, and it's a very unique film. Mm. The political element of it, and I think the wider narrative around it, I think it's very interesting, I think, at least for audiences to look into and investigate, particularly with what's happening in this moment, to understand a lot more of these political dimensions.
Yes.
Yeah.
And cutting back to the high contrast black and white, it feels like there are not too many films hitting the cinema these days that you get to actually watch in black and white.
No, it is. I think it's a really, when it's done really well, like something like The Lighthouse a few years ago, I think it's incredible. It's got that cropped frame. It's very intense. You feel very claustrophobic. It's almost noirish in the way it's shot. Like, it is a stunning film right from the opening frames. I was, you know, really engrossed by the cinematic storytelling and the visual storytelling of it. Then I was kind of going through it going, I feel like some of these really critical dimensions haven't really played out, but it does work as a thriller. Like, the action escalates, you know, the danger of her defying the authority, her country's authority, puts her family at home back at risk, and it's all told over one day. So that's got that intensity and the sort of temporal rhythm of it, because it's all over the one day of the competition, and it flicks between her being there competing, the dangers posed to her family back home. There's a few flashbacks in there, but the intensity really ratchets up over the course of the film. But yeah, there's a really great article by the Middle Eastern Eye, which goes into a kind of more critical, I think, analysis of the film, which, if it's a film that you're going to see and interested in, I would highly encourage people to read.
Yes.
As well, to kind of supplement their knowledge, because a lot of audiences, I don't think, maybe might not be aware of the wider context going into the film.
Okay, so an article by the, what was it, the Middle Eastern Eye?
The Middle Eastern Eye, yeah.
On Tatami is the film we're talking about.
Tatami.
Tatami?
Tatami film. Yeah, okay. I think that gives a good kind of rundown of some of the complexities here, which I don't think are as well fleshed out in the film as I think they could have been.
Yes, yes. Now, two screenings in Auckland, one at the Civic on Monday the 12th of August, and one at the Hollywood, Saturday, yes, the 17th of August.
Yeah, two screenings.
Yep, definitely you've sold it to me. The fantastic review, Latia.
Oh, thank you. I could kind of blabber on, you know, a little bit more, but yeah, I think it's worth saying, particularly if you like a really well-crafted, particularly sports film, it's not like a corny, you know, Hollywood-type film. It's really artfully made.
Mm-hmm.
Raises, I think, a lot of questions more than answers, and I'd be curious to see or hear what others think as well.
Excellent. Hey, Latia, thank you very much. We will look forward to checking in with you over the coming weeks, because we'll be diving further into the New Zealand International Film Festival program.
Yes.
Which is very, very exciting. All right, cheers,
very
mate.
Very so excited. Thank you.
We'll look forward to speaking next week. Bye.
You've been listening to B Movies, thanks to Mezzo Bar.
All right.